Engaging. Thorough. Cutting edge with essential information. Unbiased and unfiltered. When it comes to the issues in your community, WZND is here. With detailed investigative pieces from the award-winning WZND news team, WZND's Bird's Eye View gives you in-depth information on the issues you need to know about. Recognized for excellence in long-form news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, the Bird's Eye View starts now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome into this month's holiday edition of the Bird's Eye View. Happy December, everyone. Glad you're with us this morning. I'm your host for today, John Murray, filling in for Ashley Antonini. Today, also, I'm joined in studio by Anthony Ferretti. Anthony, what's up? How you doing?
Not much. It's Sunday. It's another edition of the Bird's Eye View. I'm ready to get going. I'm feeling pretty good. It's a little cold out, but not too bad. How are you feeling, John?
Oh, just fantastic. Love to hear that. We've got a much more lighthearted topic in store for you this month. We're getting into the festive spirit here at WZND, and so is the ISU community. Anthony, I know you, Ashley, I, and the rest of our Bird's Eye View team, we all had the opportunity to really dive into some of the behind-the-scenes details relating to a lot of holiday events that are going on around both ISU's campus and the town of Normal, town of Bloomington. We were able to learn a lot about the backgrounds, the histories, all the organization and planning ahead of time that goes into putting on some of these huge events. And in the process, it really was fascinating what we learned, Anthony.
It is very fascinating what we learned, and I think that this is going to give the community a unique perspective on different events going on both on campus and off campus.
All right, well, we're going to get right into all of that then. We're going to look into some noteworthy holiday events happening locally throughout the month. And right after this break, Marco Chur will have a feature for us on some of those events happening right here on campus. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bird's Eye View right here on 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View continues now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to the Bird's Eye View. Once again, I'm John Murray, joined this afternoon, with Anthony Ferretti here in studio. We're looking into the holidays and all the events about them going on at the ISU campus and all around the community. And Anthony, I know being a student, a college student, whether it's at ISU or really anywhere, it can be really hard to kind of find time to relax and soak in all the holiday-ness, so to speak, around campus. Obviously, finals, very busy, stressful time for everyone. But WZND's own Marco Chur actually took a look into a lot of the campus events happening to celebrate Christmas and the holidays. Let's take a listen.
Entering the Christmas season, celebrations take place all over the world, and one in particular is happening in Normal, Illinois. I was able to reach Rachel Hatch, host of the upcoming Children's Holiday Celebrations, on more information.
It happens every year. It's a long-standing tradition here in Illinois State. It's put on by the AP Council, the Civil Service Council, and the Presidential and Trustee Events.
Rachel Hatch goes in depth on what the family members of the children can expect from this magical day.
It's a great opportunity for employees, staff, and students to bring kids to a holiday party that is fun and filled with joy. Gamify Circus is there. There are a lot of crafts there. And of course, they get to meet Santa.
With another addition to this magical night of Christmas light, Rachel Hatch explains why this night might just be more unique than the other times this tradition has been held.
This might actually be the biggest year yet. We usually get around 600 people coming, and this year they already have over 760 registered.
Hatch also mentioned where and when this celebration will be taking place.
It'll actually be on Friday, December 7th. It's from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's just a great way to kind of kick off the holiday season.
The Children's Holiday Celebration will take place on Friday, December 7th in the Horton Fieldhouse.
WZND's Marco Chur. All right, special thanks to Marco for that feature. Still ahead, we'll look at what the city of Bloomington and the town of Normal are doing to get into the holiday spirit. Plus, later on, what a nearby zoo is doing to celebrate as well. All that and much more still to come. You're listening to WZND's holiday edition of the Bird's Eye View right here on 103.3 Fused Radio.
The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to the Bird's Eye View here on 103.3 WZND. Again, I'm John Murray, joined today in the studio by Anthony Ferretti. We're talking about the holidays this month, especially holiday traditions and big holiday events going on around the ISU community, on campus and off nearby. And Anthony, I know one of the biggest parts of the holiday season, it stresses some people out, others love it, I guess to each their own, the topic of shopping, especially holiday shopping. I know window shopping, I'm not sure about you, but where I'm from, there are a lot of malls that really turn into war zones this time of year. How do you feel about the whole shopping thing? Do you like it?
I do like the shopping thing. I can't agree with you that the shopping does get hectic no matter where you are, because you're trying to find the best deals and try and get the best gifts for everyone. But I try and get my shopping done when I can. What about you?
Yeah, I'm very much the same way. Clothes, it's always like clothes are a big thing for me, and sizing especially. You know, maybe you'll have family members that aren't the best at estimating what size clothes you are, and it creates some awkward encounters from time to time. You know, very fun. But speaking of shopping, WZND's very own Clayton Barakani, that man loves to shop, and he's got much more on what's going on in downtown Bloomington throughout the month to help shoppers. Let's take a listen.
With the holidays fast approaching, everyone is getting in the spirit. The downtown Bloomington area is preparing to host many events that aim at bringing the community closer together. The downtown division manager for the city of Bloomington, Tricia Stiller, details what they have in store with the Once Upon a Holiday Live Windows tradition.
It's a time-honored tradition where our retailers have live activities going on in their storefront windows, kind of reminiscent of animated storefront windows of many, many decades ago. Probably your parents and grandparents remember.
Along with these storefront activities, the stores are also open much later than normal.
Our stores stay open later. They're open till 8 p.m. It's just a wonderful opportunity to have an old experience in a new way.
Another event that the downtown area is excited about is the Holiday Pops in the Heartland.
Would be the holiday concert performed by the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, and it's an amazing concert of recognized music played in the acoustically pristine venue that is the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. It's really something that should be experienced.
Downtown Bloomington has been making an effort to revitalize and get more people into the area.
We have a lot to offer in our downtown. We have great retailers, wonderful anchors, great places to eat, non-chain independent places to eat. We create special events to draw awareness and draw people in to rediscover the city center. A lot of folks are, oh gosh, I haven't been downtown in years, and they're pleasantly surprised to see how many wonderful, thriving new businesses that we have.
With these events and many more, it should be a very fun and festive atmosphere in the downtown Bloomington area. Reporting for WZND, I'm Clayton Barakani.
Okay, big thanks to Clayton there for the great work on that feature piece. Certainly something that I know lots of people that live nearby, whether students or not, would be interested to hear. Anthony, I know we were talking about Christmas shopping before we started that piece. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
You know, John, that's a good question. And as of now, I have not started my Christmas shopping. And I'm telling myself, oh, it's still early to do my holiday shopping, but in the blink of an eye, it's going to be here before I know it. And usually I want to do some shopping, and my parents as well, try and get everyone a little something for the holidays. So we'll get that done sooner than later. And I know my parents, especially my mom, is really the one that is most passionate about doing holiday shopping. What about you?
All right. Well, you know, I was just about to say exactly the same for my family. Speaking of parents, you know, I've always been a big pajama guy for my parents, getting them pajamas for Christmas. I feel like of my 20 years on this planet, I have gotten one or both of them a new set of pajamas at least 13 or 14 different times. I mean, think about it. They all come neatly packaged. They're precisely folded, which I love because, you know, Anthony, I'm a terrible gift wrapper. Bags, tissue paper, that's the move, baby, all the way. And speaking of pajamas, Will Farlow actually has a feature on a special Christmas event hosted by the Children's Discovery Museum right here in Uptown Normal. Let's take a listen.
The holiday season is a special time of year for people of all ages, especially children, and the Children's Discovery Museum in Uptown Normal does just that during this time of year. The Children's Discover Museum has many holiday traditions they are featuring this year to bring parents and children together in celebration of the holiday spirit. Jammies and Jingles will take place on December 7th, and it's a great chance for parents and their children to dress in their pajamas and enjoy some fun holiday games, crafts, and more. Children's Discover Museum Executive Director Beth Wissman believes the Jammies and Jingles event is just a small part of the many things the museum can do for families during the holiday season.
Jammies and Jingles is a lot of fun for the whole family. You can visit with Santa, we have holiday games, and all of that is happening in a very comfortable manner because you're wearing your favorite holiday jammies.
That tradition is very important in a family environment, and Executive Director Wissman continued to emphasize the importance of Jammies and Jingles.
The holidays, for us, it's an opportunity to have children be in the spotlight in a very positive way, but also taking it to that larger context of family and tradition.
Those family and tradition beliefs will continue for the Children's Discover Museum, as on December 31st, they will be set to host New Year's Eve, where kids get a chance to join their parents to count down to noon. Executive Director Wissman explained the importance of New Year's Eve for children and their families.
An important part of New Year's Eve is that you have this opportunity to be together at this special time of year. The most exciting part is the countdown.
The Children's Discover Museum hopes that this event will also be something meaningful for children. Executive Director Wissman explained how it's not just an important event for families, but it has certain meaning for the children attending it.
Having a celebration, even if it's just for a few moments, less a party like New Year's Eve, those types of things are sending a very strong message to your child. There's something to look forward, and those little moments and memories together as a family really do build something strong for the future.
The future looks bright as the Children's Discovery Museum will host their holiday events, Jammies and Jingles on December 7th and New Year's Eve on December 31st. For WZND News, I'm Will Farlow.
All right, and a special shout-out to Will Farlow, who will be graduating here from ISU and leaving us here at WZND in just a couple short weeks from now. Big contributor to the news and sports department throughout his time here. He'll certainly be missed, so an extra special thank you to him. But right after the break coming up, nearby Miller Park Zoo has some happenings going on for the holidays. We'll take a look at that. Plus, a nearby mansion has some festivities planned as well. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Bird's Eye View right here on 103.3 WZND.
More Bird's Eye View is here now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the holiday edition of the Bird's Eye View right here on 103.3 WZND. I'm your host, John Murray, for the day, joined in studio by my co-host, Anthony Ferretti. We're talking about holiday traditions and all sorts of festivities and happenings around the area, both on campus. We have looked at ISU events. We also looked at what's going on in the town of Normal and the city of Bloomington. And now, segueing from that a little bit, we're going to take a look at what a nearby zoo is doing to get into the holiday spirit. WZND's Trisha Fisher, excuse me, has more on that.
With the holiday season quickly approaching and many opportunities to spread holiday cheer around town, Miller Park Zoo has many different events coming up to satisfy all holiday needs. Miller Park Zoo's business administrator, Anthony Nelson, talks about their biggest event this season.
Biggest event is what we call Wild Lights. It's December 7th and 8th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Wild Lights surely is an event that will brighten your holiday spirit and keep you warm and happy during a cold December night.
And then we have the zoo decorated with Christmas lights, inflatables. There'll be activities, crafts, local vendors, things like that. So it's the two nights. We usually get between 1,500 and 2,000 people.
Wild Lights isn't the only event Miller Park Zoo will be hosting to brighten up your holiday season, but a special someone will be making an appearance at the zoo on December 8th.
The other event we have is Breakfast with Santa. That's been going on for 10 years. We have an 8:30 and 10 o'clock sitting for that, and that sells out every year.
Whether you like the cold or not, Nelson also mentions that the best time to visit the zoo is during the winter months.
I think this is the best time to come out to the animals. Most of them really enjoy the colder weather. They're more active. You don't have to deal with crowds, and we're open every day but Christmas.
In addition to these events, Miller Park Zoo will be having a drop-in shop Parents Night Out on December 14th. This event is where parents can drop off their children at the zoo so they can finish up their Christmas shopping. The children will get to participate in crafts and activities and even come home with some homemade Christmas presents. Between Breakfast with Santa, Wild Lights, and Drop-In Shop Parents Night Out, Miller Park Zoo surely has something for everyone in the family this holiday season. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Trisha Fisher.
Many thanks to Trisha for that great scoop she got from the Miller Park Zoo. Anthony, I don't know about you, but personally, I know lots of people Guilty as charged, myself included, but I know lots of people that love to hang up Christmas lights all throughout their dorm rooms here on campus, so it's kind of like Christmas year-round. It's also a nice alternative lighting if you're not a big fan of the overhead bright fluorescent lights and whatnot. I know lots of people that love to have Christmas lights decorated all over their dorm room.
Oh, yes.
And so special shout out. They're super interesting that they're doing that at the Miller Park Zoo. I feel like that's a very popular thing among a lot of zoos nowadays, having big light festivals and whatnot. But kind of shifting gears a little bit from that, also locally here in Normal, Broadview Mansion, which is a mansion nearby here in Normal, is hosting a rather huge, actually, holiday celebration of its own this year, and Carly Hallberg has more on that story for us right now.
The holidays are just around the corner, and Bloomington Normal is the place to be for family events during the season. Nearly every weekend sees a new family-friendly event with tours, music, and food. The Broadview Mansion in Bloomington is no exception. Next week starts the festivities with Christmas at Broadview Mansion. 6 days of music, art, and tours of the beautifully decorated house for all to enjoy. Annette Klinzing, Executive Director of the Emmanuel Bible Foundation, talked about the schedule for the next 6 days.
We have 13 different performers throughout the 6 days. The first performance is at 6 o'clock, and then we have a break at 6:45 to 7:15 for tours, and then we start again at 7:30 for another performance.
She added that there will also be an art show on the 5th, where artists from the community will be showing off their artwork hanging throughout the mansion. Pianists will also be playing during this time. According to Klinzing, this is the third year they've had Christmas at Broadview Mansion. However, the year is always busy at the Broadview Mansion, with events including a men's breakfast in March, a bluegrass concert every July, and a women's Christmas celebration, which, according to Klinzing, keeps December pretty busy.
We have 740 women coming. Starts at 8, we have artists displaying their goods. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll have our short program, and then we'll welcome our inspirational speaker coming from Charlotte, North Carolina.
When asked about the Emmanuel Bible Foundation, which owns the house and works from the house, Annette Klinzing explained that the mansion's original owner, Margaret Van Leer, founded the foundation in 1944. The goal of the foundation was a place for sacred music, Bible classes, and other resources for Christians in the area.
Margaret and Bert Van Leer were the owners. They were a couple that really believed in reaching out to the community. They would invite people to their home, and they'd have music and Bible studies. So that's what we're trying to continue, their legacy of music and reaching out to the community.
Recently, the foundation has also been trying to restore the bell tower that resides in the gardens, which used to boast 10 bells of varying sizes. The Emmanuel Bible Foundation invites you to experience Christmas at the Broadview Mansion on the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then the 11th, 12th, and 13th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. This was Carly Hallberg for 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
That again was Carly Hallberg with that feature on the Broadview Mansion. We'll take one more quick break before we wrap things up here for this month's show, for the semester that was. Stay tuned here as we finish things up. You're listening to WZND's Holiday Bird's Eye View right here on Fused Radio.
The Bird's Eye View continues now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. We're getting you ready for the holiday season here on WZND's Bird's Eye View. John Murray here, joined once again by Anthony Ferretti in the WZND studios. All right, Anthony, as we're getting ready to wrap things up today, we have yet another semester of Bird's Eye View completely in the books. It's been quite a semester, I'd say. This was your first semester as the Bird's Eye View producer. This was my first semester on the show. This was Ashley Antonini's 3,000th semester on Bird's Eye View. Feels like she's been here forever. Special thanks for her. And also, another special shout-out and thank you to Will Farlow. As we mentioned earlier in the show, this was his last Bird's Eye View he'll be on, as he's wrapping up just his final 2 weeks here as a member of WZND, as he will be graduating from ISU and moving on to bigger and better things, real life, out in the real world. So much congratulations to him. He's been a big staple of the news and sports department for a long time. So a special, special shout out to him. And Anthony, it's been a great semester of Bird's Eye View. I remember we did Human Sex Trafficking. back for our first one. We took a look at the election, getting previewed and ready for the election show. And now we're talking about the holidays. So I like to think we kind of went full circle from the most serious topic to, yay, it's Christmas time, finally. And yes. So, Anthony, special thanks to you. It's crazy how fast time has gone by. You know, you and me, we're halfway through our sophomore year now.
Just about.
Yeah, and Ashley Antonini, she will be going into her final semester as a member of WZND. As she is a senior getting ready to graduate. Crazy to think how fast time has flown by.
Yeah, it is amazing how fast time has flown by. It seems like just yesterday, John, that you and I were having our first newscast at the station, and you know, here we are halfway through our sophomore year, as you said, and yeah, this semester has gone by fairly quickly with the shows that we've had. As you mentioned, we started with human sex trafficking, and then we took a look at the election, and then obviously today we finished with a holiday edition, which I kind of like, you know, because even though Bird's Eye View is an in-depth look, you know, we got a bit of a lighter note, and the year on a lighter note in December, you know, it's snowing out, got a bunch of holiday things going on both on campus and off campus that both family and friends and students can all attend.
I got to start wearing my winter coats. That's concern number one for me. Anthony, special thanks to you. A special thanks to Ashley as well. Anthony, you and your first semester as Bird's Eye View producer, manning the board over there, pushing all the right buttons to keep us on air. Again, special thanks to Ashley Antonini, who couldn't be here today. Unfortunately, this might have been one of her favorite topics. She loves Christmas. But many thanks to her nonetheless for all that she does on a daily basis here for WZND. Also to our entire Bird's Eye View crew, not just for this month, but all semester long. We've had different people on it every month, so I feel like by this point, it's pretty much consisted of our entire news and sports departments.
Just about.
And on behalf of everyone here at WZND, happiest of holidays wish to you and your families. Again, for Anthony Ferretti and Ashley Antonini, I'm John Murray, signing off for now. You've been listening to the holiday edition of Bird's Eye View, right here on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
That's it for this month's edition of the Bird's Eye View. To hear this and other past episodes of the show, find the Bird's Eye View podcast on WZND.com or in the iTunes podcast store. And as always, for up-to-the-minute award-winning local news, sports, and weather, stay tuned to 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.